Every time we come to Mass, God speaks to us. Now you might say, wait a second, I don't hear God. I don't hear him. He doesn't speak to me. I don't hear a voice. We don't hear the big booming voice like you see in the movies. So how can God speak to me? Well, God speaks to us through the Scriptures. Every time we come to Mass, we read from the Scriptures. We read from the Word of God. God's own words written down for us are proclaimed to us, are read for us. So God speaks to us at every Mass. It's not as an inner voice. Very few of us have that inner voice where we actually hear God speaking to us. That's actually a great gift of the Spirit, which very few are privileged to have. But we all hear God speaking to us in the Scriptures. The question is, how do we react to the Scriptures? How do we react to hearing God speak to us? Now let's look at the Israelites. Let's look at them where they heard God speaking to them through Ezra, through Nehemiah. They heard God speak. The law of God was proclaimed to them because the law had been lost. God had given the law to the Israelite people and it had been lost. But then it was recovered. It was found. And of course, as they're hearing the law proclaimed, they recognize the great demands that the law places on them. The Mosaic Law is not an easy law to follow. It is very difficult. And they realize that these demands have been placed on them. And so it moves them emotionally. It says they're in tears, they're upset. You know, I think we often look the same way at the Word of God. We often look the same way at God speaking to us. We look at the negative. We look at those commands that are given to us. We focus on the negative. What do I have to do? What are the rules? What are the things I need to avoid? Where's the boundaries? The thou shalt nots is what we focus on. And that can make the Word of God seem burdensome. It can make the Word of God seem difficult. How can I follow God? There's all these things I'm not supposed to do. I think we need to take Ezra's advice. We need to look at the positive. We need to look at what's good. Of course, hearing the Word of God is good. Ezra says, "Do not be saddened, do not weep. Do not be saddened this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." We need to recognize when we hear the Word of God, we are hearing God speak to us. And that our true strength and our true joy comes from the Holy Spirit, not from the things of the world. That doesn't bring us true joy. It doesn't bring us true strength. The Holy Spirit does. And the Word of God encourages us to follow that joy, to follow that true strength that comes from the Holy Spirit, and to get away from anything that keeps us from it, to seek that strength and that joy above all things. Because the fact is, if we are open to the Word of God, to hearing God's Word and being open to it, it's a great joy. It's a joy beyond anything that we can imagine. Because our Lord came to fulfill Isaiah's promise, to proclaim a message of glad tidings, to proclaim a message of joy, to proclaim a message of liberty and freedom from the bonds of sin, to proclaim a message of healing, and most importantly, to proclaim a message of the praise of God. That is what we hear when God speaks to us through the Scriptures. We hear those. We hear glad tidings. We hear liberty and freedom. We hear healing and we hear the praise of God. And that is the good news that we are to go out and proclaim. Our Lord came to proclaim that good news, and we are called to take that good news and to carry it out to the world. We're not to go out there and say, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Unfortunately, the church has a reputation for that right now. That it always seems like whenever there's a statement of the church, it's always because something is wrong. Something bad has happened. Something negative. A law has been passed, or a rule, or something in our government the church is speaking against. We don't see enough statements of the church proclaiming the good news of the gospel. We don't hear enough people going out and proclaiming this good news, joyfully embracing the truth that can lead us from sin, that can lead us into salvation. When we reject that truth is where we fall into thou shalt not. The falsehoods, the lies of the devil. The truth leads us, the truth will set us free if we are open to it. When we look at the Word of God, what we see in it is a plan for our lives. A plan that can help us understand what our role is within the body of Christ. That's what that lengthy passage, the second reading, is about. As a body is one, though it has many parts, all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. You are Christ's body and individually parts of it. We all have our roles within the body of Christ. And we need to be open to the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us into those roles. To see that joy that comes from God when we follow what we are called to be in the body of Christ. So may we have that openness to the Word of God. May we hear that Word of God and allow us to see what our roles are. And as Ezra says, do not be saddened this day, for the rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength.